maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Ito po si Shella Franklin at ngayon kasama ko po si Reginald Ramos. Good morning, Reggie.
Morning.
As your role of research and programmer, anong ibig sabihin nito and how can you explain that to everyone listening?
So in terms of the Perth US Asia Center, we're a think tank. And I guess in a way a think tank is best described as the bridge between the public community and government or foreign policy community. And we try to link that and engage with all important stakeholders throughout the government, business, and even just the public community in general. As part of my job at the Perth US Asia Center, I'm in charge of several programs that focus on the Asia-Australia-United States strategic triangle. I'm also part of looking at programs in terms of education and outreach, while also conducting research throughout the, I guess, Indo-Pacific region, mostly Southeast Asia, and particularly the Philippines.
And bilang isa sa interest mo nga ang Philippines, ano ang mga specific programs or events na pinaplano ninyo in the future?
Yeah, so the Perth US Asia Center is actively bringing diplomats, experts, and scholars to the Perth international relations community and broader business community as well. One of our guests that will be joining us, I believe next month, Mr. Richard Haydarian, who's a Philippine foreign policy expert that focuses on the South China Sea. We're also trying to bring important diplomatic players such as the Philippine ambassador to Australia, and hopefully we can bring those people over so we can engage the community with the Philippines and the foreign policy of the Philippines and the region. We have a variety of events. You know, last year we held over 100 events, as well as we do podcasts, which also try and highlight, you know, experts and interview them in terms of their expert insight and how they got into their specific careers.
And speaking of which, how did you get into this career?
So I studied a Bachelor's of International Relations and History at Curtin University, and I am of Filipino heritage. I guess one of the first jobs that I got was working at the Walk Free Foundation, which is an anti-modern slavery organization dedicated to, I guess, shining a light on one of the world's most invisible crimes, which is modern slavery. At the Walk Free Foundation, our flagship publication is called the Global Slavery Index, and I was part of the Asia-Pacific research team, primarily focusing on the Philippines. The Philippines has a wide range of modern slavery issues, particularly human trafficking and commercial sexual exploitation. So a lot of my work revolved around that, as well as collaborating with Filipino NGOs to kind of understand and portray through the Global Slavery Index, you know, the most accurate reality of the modern slavery reality in the Philippines. And so from there, I guess, just started looking at the Philippines as a way of engaging my interest in the country and the region, while at the same time reconnecting to my heritage and my cultural roots.
And so what are your thoughts on language learning?
I think in terms of Australia, it's one of the most important things for our generation coming. Australia geographically is located in the Asia-Pacific region, surrounded by countries of Asia, with Indonesia, you know, our next-door neighbor. And in terms of Australia's future, you know, one of the newest PwC reports came out with Australia being lucky to be part of the G30 in the coming decades. And economies such as Indonesia will be number four, and Philippines, you know, exceeding Australia's economic performance by 2050. The Asia region is one of the most fastest growing and most dynamic regions in the world. And things such as language learning and cultural education and cultural immersion is definitely key to really bridging Australia into a future of prosperity and success. And things such as language are definitely integral to learning more about how we can pursue these things in the future, how we can be successful, and how we can also encourage the next generation to continue seeking these opportunities. And the only way we can do that is by instilling this knowledge, instilling this passion from when they're young all the way through until they're adults. And so when they become adults and when they become the next foreign policy leaders, business community leaders, they'll be thinking about Asia. They'll be realizing that Australia is in the Asia region, as well as that we live in the Asian century, and that this is where our future lies.
It seems like you're very passionate about the Philippines and all the current issues, as well as culturally, you would like to promote the Philippines. I think that you will be a very good candidate to represent our Filipino community. Any thoughts on joining our communities here in Perth?
I think the biggest thing especially is that the Filipinos is the most largest migratory population in the world. Filipinos working overseas truly, you know, power the Philippine economy. And people-to-people connections, you know, with Philippines and the United States and even Australia, we have such a strong sense of community everywhere we go. And in terms of the Australian-Filipino community, and particularly West Australia, we have such a great potential to harness our culture, harness our language, and harness really the next generation of Australians to appreciate and understand not only the Philippines, but also the Asian region, and how we can grow and move forward for the best of, you know, for our national interests, really. Because what you see today is many Filipinos starting families in Australia, and they're raising their children as Australians, such as myself, while at the same time, we're slowly forgetting or slowly not really learning much about our culture. And I think what makes Australia so beautiful today and for the future is that we learn to harness and appreciate the multicultural Australia. And I believe the Filipino community can really do that.
With everything that you said, it sounds like everyone should be proud to be a Filipina. And is there any last thing you would like to add?
I think the biggest thing in terms of moving Australia forward really is about, you know, harnessing that multicultural power. And Filipinos are very much central in terms of that we understand, and, you know, in terms of Filipino education, we speak, we understand English, probably one of the best countries that can do that in the Asian region. And we have such great potential in terms of really harnessing this power, so we can really get the best of both worlds, best worlds from the Philippines and the best worlds of Australia. And uniting the Filipino communities, really engaging the and strengthening the people-to-people linkages is definitely key to doing that. And I guess amplifying that cultural power, because at the end of the day, you know, Filipino families, you know, migrants and Filipinos that were born in Australia, we all have the same common heritage, same cultural linkages that I guess is just historic and embedded within us. And there's such a big Filipino community in WA that I think it would be a wasted opportunity if we don't learn how to truly understand and capitalize on that. Because I believe, you know, the Filipino community can definitely bring a lot of prosperity and success to not only Perth and West Australia, but to Australia as a whole, as we're already doing. And I think it's definitely important for us to try and learn how we can do that effectively.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Reggie. Good luck with your work.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa sa SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.